It was a week of intrigue and anxiety as Kenyans waited for the presidential results to be announced. William Ruto was declared winner. He got about 7 million votes. His rival, Raila Odinga, came second and immediately disputed the results. As Odinga's supporters disrupted the ceremony, chaos broke out. Several people were injured. Some said they would not let the Electoral Commission chair declare the winner. Police were brought in to try and calm the situation.
It has been a very tense time. Both leaders have millions of supporters, so it's going to be interesting to see how people's expectations will be managed.
7 electoral commissioners sit on the board. 4 of them have raised questions about the integrity of the poll. They said they were dissatisfied by the exercise, but only the chair can declare the winner.
We cannot take ownership of the results that is going to be announced because of the opaque nature which these results have been handled.
The sacrifices made.
When things eased up, the new president-elect spoke, striking a conciliatory tone, saying he will work with all Kenyans.
I want to promise that I will work with all elected leaders and all leaders in Kenya so that we can fashion a country that leaves nobody behind.
Odinga's allies say the poll was not free and fair. Many Kenyans who support him are disappointed.
We would want to verify them. Once we verify them, we will be able to know and to tell the Kenyan people, because a result that is not verifiable is not a result.
Odinga's next move will be to head to the Supreme Court. He has 7 days to file his petition. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.